everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Inner Man Show, episode 2 of the podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Eckes. Welcome. Whatever podcast player, whatever media player you're listening to this on, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Show us some love. The next thing, make sure you check out our social media. The Twitter and Instagram, both handles are at InnerManYXH. And you can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TheInnerManProject. The last 4 weeks have been absolutely amazing, you guys. I want to thank each and every single one of you who have liked, followed, subscribed, all of that jazz, shown the support for The Inner Man Project. This is a grassroots movement. This is obviously it's a nonprofit organization started by myself and several other people, but without you guys showing that support, without you guys bringing light to the darkness that surrounds men's mental health and men's mental illness, we wouldn't be here right now. And we're taking this in strides. We're trying to push and bring as much attention to the subject as possible. The last few weeks, we've been running our peer-to-peer group sessions here at Medicine Hat. It's only a matter of time. And I when I say that, I mean that legitimately. It's only a matter of time before we get the group sessions rolled out for several other cities. Just waiting on some minor details with that. We had an event here last Sunday with Ellen Keller and Mike Cameron. Wonderful speakers, great speakers. They told their stories. They give you tools that you can use in regards to having those suicidal thoughts, having that crucial conversation that needs to be had when it comes to other people in your life, specifically men. And so we've been clipping along. We've been moving at a hell of a pace. We've had a lot of media coverage. And, you know, when it comes to the media side of things, there's always going to be negative comments. There's always going to be negativity. You know, that comes with the nature of starting anything on social media. But I'm shocked by the support that we have gotten. I mean, we have people reaching out from all over the country, all over North America. This show specifically started getting listeners from Europe, which is humongous. The media coverage, we were on breakfast television. We were on local chat TV in Bridge City News in Lethbridge. We were on CTV News on national coverage at 5 p.m. prime time, which was absolutely phenomenal. The fact that they would even do that for us is truly special. This morning, my wife and I decided to take the opportunity to talk to Danielle Smith on 770 CHQR Global News Radio. And for me, I was sitting there and I was listening to her talk to Melissa, and I answered a few of her questions. But she brought up some social media posts and comments that people were leaving, and it really struck me. And the reason it struck me and it kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and I kind of had to keep my cool because I was live on air. The reason I was so upset by the comments is because there's still so much ignorance. You know, Danielle pointed out in the interview that there are resources available. Our government is taking it seriously, but there's a disconnect, and there's a disconnect happening specifically among men. And, you know, what I said to her was that disconnect comes from the fact that, yeah, these resources are available. How the hell do we reach them? Who the hell's talking about it? The media, this is the first time I've seen in recent history, in recent times, that the conversation of mental health, specifically for men, is here. And she said something about, you know, from a woman's perspective, she doesn't think guys talk about this. And I absolutely have to agree with her. You know, a lot of men, they have their friends, they have their clique, they have their boys. But I don't think a lot of these issues are talked about, especially the issues that we're seeing and the stories and the experiences that are being shared within the private forum. And so anyways, she was telling us these comments that were coming through on social media. And what I saw was, one, there was a lot of rude comments about my wife, Melissa, about how she doesn't have a penis, she doesn't have a horse in the race, and that she shouldn't be talking about this. And a negative comment saying that men should just man up. And the reason why that men aren't men nowadays is because the feminization and the pussification of today's man. And I it took everything you guys out of me not to say fuck that on live radio, because that's so far from the truth. And all that is, guys, is ignorance. And all that is uneducated people and people that obviously have not been affected by mental health, whether that's their family, whether that's a coworker, their brother, their son, whatever it is, they have this negative outlook on it for a reason we don't know, but it comes down to ignorance and it comes down to people not being educated. And that's why we're here, guys. We're here to have those difficult conversations. We're here to show people that, hey, you know, mental health and mental illness is something that we need to bring to the forefront in terms of being able to have that conversation with anybody. You know, we want to be able to teach the younger generations that, yeah, it's okay to talk about mental illness. It's okay to talk about your mental health, how you're feeling, how to deal with these emotions, things that you can do to improve your mental health. All of it should be talked about. And Danielle was, you know, quick to say, you know, we're just trying here. We're trying to have this conversation. We're trying to bring this to light. And I feel like when I hear comments like that, when I see people reach out to me and say, what you're doing is fucking stupid. And I've had people reach out to me and tell me that. I've had people reach out to me and tell me that their opinion on mental health and mental illness wouldn't be accepted among the men in our private group, and that we should be talking about something else, and that they don't want to be invited to the group. They want nothing to do with it. And that's fine. And what I say to those people is, in their future, in their life, they're going to come across, whether it's their son, their brother, a coworker, a cousin, whoever it is, there will come a time in their life where they experience someone with mental illness or mental health issues and mental health conditions. And that's where we want to bring the Inner Man Project to the forefront. We want to be able to be that first stop that people make, where we can bridge these men to the resources. And so I'm truly blessed by the media coverage, and they are taking it and they are running with it, and they're putting our name out there. And the reason why it's so important for me to get to the media, you guys, is I want as much help and emphasis on men's mental health. I, for one, do not want to wake up in the next few months or next year even and keep seeing names pop up and keep seeing my family and friends affected because of suicide or mental health conditions. I don't want to hear that one of my friends got let go or fired because they had a panic attack. I don't want to hear shit like this. I want to be able to be the first stop in men's recovery, in men's improvement when it comes to their mental health and their mental illness. With that being said, there's three things that I want to touch on today. In our peer-to-peer group sessions, one of our support group members, Ted Finkelman, he brought this to the forefront. He actually posted a video last week in regards to, sharing your stories and sharing your experiences. And we want to make it very clear that nobody's story is better or worse. We want to make it very clear that your scars are your scars, your suffering is your suffering. And it doesn't matter what you've gone through in terms of mental illness. It doesn't matter what you've gone through in regards to trauma or depression. We want to make sure that men have a safe space to tell their story, whatever their story may be. It's not fair to the men in the group, and it's not fair to yourself to compare your stories. We don't want that. We want to create a safe space and a judgment-free zone. And, one of the backlashes I got on social media as of late was, well, men don't need safe spaces. What the fuck are you talking about? And for me, I was kind of put off. But like I said, there's going to be negativity with anything you do in regards to helping people. But here's what I say to that is that, everyone has a past. Everyone deals with their own shit. And for me, it's about bringing light to the subject. It's about understanding that men need someone to talk to. And we're so used to having society say, man the fuck up, stop being a pussy, and say these things without any recognition that we're even a human being. You know, we still have emotions. We still have feelings. yes, we manage them differently. And a lot of men I know specifically can let shit roll right off their back. They don't give a fuck. But a lot of men struggle with that. They struggle with the comparisons. They struggle with the fact that they don't want to be considered weak. And that's something that we definitely need to change. The second thing I wanted to point out and touch on is when you are sharing your experiences and your stories, don't judge someone else. Don't judge somebody else's story. Don't judge somebody else's experience. Simply let them talk. Let them get whatever they need to off their chest and be there for that person. A lot of men have differences in beliefs and religions and their perspectives on lives. And that's fine. We can all have a civil conversation about whatever you think is necessary in politics, whatever you think and want to talk about when it comes to religion. We can have a conversation about that and a very civil one, but you cannot let that be a hindrance and let that hang over you when somebody's sharing your story. If a friend comes to you or a family member comes to you, you cannot judge them. You know, I have a rule personally, you know, and unless you've done some heinous shit, you know, there is a path to redemption. If you've been addicted, if you've used drugs, if, you know, you have a gambling issue, a sex addiction issue, if you've suffered from PTSD, depression, anxiety, you know, having somebody to go to and talk to about it is so crucial in regards to men improving and fixing their conditions and improving on their conditions. And so what I have to say is do not judge. Go into a conversation. If somebody's reaching out to you, go into a conversation with zero expectations and zero judgment. And the third and last thing that I want to touch on today is without you guys sharing your stories and being there as a support for the other men, this does not happen. I approached my wife at the end of August and I said, we need to make a change. And at that same time, coincidentally, I had one of my good friends from high school reach out to me and he said, Dylan, we need to make a change. And we came together with a group of seven guys. Where this was going, I had no idea. But what it's turned into is men helping men. And that's exactly what we wanted. As for the nonprofit side of things, we're working on a lot of things right now and a lot of events, a lot of programs, a lot of government help. Alberta Health Services is involved. We got a lot of things on the go on the nonprofit side of things. But the peer-to-peer support group and the private forum is where the work in the trenches is done. That is where most men are going to see the most benefit. So again, make sure you invite your friends, your family, men specifically. Unfortunately, we can't have women in the private group. Definitely share the social media pages. And once we have the website up, you can share the website to your female counterparts. But I don't care what ethnicity you are. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what political views you are. I don't care what sexual orientation you are. I don't care if you just transition to becoming a man. You are welcome in this group because that is what we need. We need men connecting with other men. With that being said, guys, I'm going to wrap it up today. I got some great guests lined up for you. I have an author. I have a TEDx speaker. I have a teacher that helps with young development and boys. I have a lot of guests lined up for you, and I'm really excited to bring them to the forefront. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the show. Have a good night.